Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Yud Aleph, Kiddushin 11a, pagination is 21. We'll start from the beginning of a line about 10 lines down. Bikesef, that you could do Kiddushin with money, with financial value. So the Mishnah told us that the opinion of Beis Hillel was that you could do Kiddushin with a pruta, because that's the minimum value for kinyanim, for acquisitions. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai offered a dissenting opinion, bidinner, that it would require the amount of a larger coin, a dinner. Asks the Gemara, Mai taimayu de Beis Shammai, what is the reason for Beis Shammai? In other words, we readily understand the opinion of Beis Hillel because you're doing a kinyan here. You're doing an act of acquisition. You're acquiring her yad l'kiddushin, her marriage rights. You're creating a relationship through kesef. So the minimum amount has to be met. But Beis Shammai are coming up with a dinner, which is an amount of significance, but where does that requirement come from? Amar Rab Zera explained, Shekein isha makpedes al atzma, a woman is careful about herself, she has a certain amount of dignity, ve'ein miskadeshes bepochos midiner, and she's not willing to become mikudeshes, married, less than a dinner. If you're going to use a financial amount, it's got to be at least a dinner, it's got to be respectable. Keep in mind that we're still agreeing that you could do Kiddushin with a shtar, with a document, because that doesn't enter into financial amounts. There's nothing undignified. It's a contract. It's a document. But if it's going to enter into amounts of financial value, Beis Shammai hold, it has to be respectable, and that amount was assessed to be a dinner. Amale Abaye, Abaye asked, Elamayata, according to what you're saying, that what Chazal did over here was they stretched out the law into the situation of Kiddushin, and they made a rule that you can't do Kiddushin less than a dinner. Elamayata kigon banse de Rabianai de Captain and Afshayu. The daughters of Rabbi Yanai, who are very careful about themselves, v'lomikachi bepochas mitarkeva de dinri, and they wouldn't agree to a kiddushin less than a mound of dinarim, hachanami di iposhta yoda v'kibla chad zuza me'acher. Is it true that if she reached out her hand and accepted willingly a single coin from somebody, hachanami de lohave kiddushin, are you going to tell me that it wouldn't be a kiddushin? In other words, Abaye understood Rab Zera's explanation of Beis Shammai to be that Chazal set an amount based on the woman's typical expectations. In the case of the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, they have very generous expectations. So do we impose our standards of how we understand their standards and impose them to the extent, even if she made an exception and accepted a smaller amount, we would say it doesn't work. And that's astounding because it's all based on her desire. And if she desires, who are we to say, but previously you didn't desire, but now she desires and she's willing to be mikudeshes to this man with this coin? How do we come to impose on her agreement to the Kiddushin and say that it's not? So what exactly was Rab Zera saying when he explained that the reason for the dinner is because the woman doesn't agree? Why would Beis Shammai have to make an amount about which the woman doesn't agree? If she doesn't agree, let her not accept it. We're not forcing her. What is this case that dinner plays a role? Amalei, Reb Zera responded, Pashta yada v'kibla loko amino. I was never talking about if she agreed. Beis Shammai never said their rule of dinner, if she agreed. In other words, if she accepted a pruta, even according to Beis Shammai, it would be a good kiddushin, according to Reb Zera. Ki ko amino de kitcha belelya. I was explaining Beis Shammai as a case where they did the kiddushin at night and she couldn't count the coins. She didn't see what she was getting. The Makna points out it can't be so dark that no one can see anything, because then the Edom, the witnesses, can't testify who gave money to who and who's the kiddushin about. But it was dark. It was dark enough that she couldn't see the coins. Inami deshavya shaliach, or she sent a messenger to accept the kiddushin on her behalf, so she didn't get to see the coins. In such cases, what Beis Shammai was saying was, there's a certain normal expectation of a dinner that a typical woman would not agree to kiddushin less than that. That becomes the industry standard, if you will. If she accepted less, so as low as a pruta, it works as a kinyan. But if she's not there to accept, to express her agreeing to an exception to the rule, to accept less than regular kiddushin, so then Beis Shammai say, in such cases, like it's dark, she didn't realize, or she sent a messenger, in these cases, a dinner is the normal expectation, and Beis Shammai hold that less than that would not be a kiddushin in absence of a specific statement or action by the woman that she accepts less. Going back to the example of Bansai de Reb Yanai, the daughters of Reb Yanai, who are careful not to accept less than a tarkava de dinri, an enormous amount. So, what would happen by them indeed if it was Kidsha Belelya or Shavya Shaliach? Would we say we know their normal expectation? Or are they included in the concept of dinner of Beis Shammai, the normal industry standard? So Rashi learns, Bansai de Reb Yanai Nami, the daughters of Reb Yanai would follow the same positioning that Ishavu Shaliach lo have a kiddushin ela betarkava de dinri. Indeed, they would not become mikudeshes unless the amount that they normally expect is given to the messenger. Rashi's learning that this pattern is exactly the same. Beis Shammai stepped in by a regular woman and said the amount is a dinner. In absence of her agreement, the amount is a dinner. By Bansai de Reb Yanai, in absence of her agreement to accept less, the norm is tarkava de dinri. Tosfos objects and says, Im kein nasata divarecha lishiurin. If you follow such a logic, then every woman, depending on her wealth of upbringing, etc., is going to have a different amount. And we can't have that. That doesn't make sense to leave everything up in the air for a personal assessment of expectations. Beis Shammai set the amount of a dinner, and that becomes what we would call industry standard. And Tosfos holds that if the daughters of Reb Yanai would send a messenger without specifying how much they're supposed to get, it's only our perception of them that they would never agree to less than Tarkava de Dinri. But since they didn't express it to the Shliach, they didn't make it a directive, so they too are included in this assessment of Beis Shammai. They're going to get the norm, which is a dinner. If they get it, they are mikudeshes. It's a little bit like If I'm not there, I can't demand my elite amount. But I would expect you to do what's norm for the industry, what's considered respectable. The Makna points out that this is all because we're simply assessing the woman, but we have no information tangibly that she expressed how much she wants to get on this Kiddushin deal. But if it was a situation where they were bargaining, so to speak, he was saying, I want to give you a coin and I'll owe you a money. And she was saying, you'll give me the coin now, but I want you to give me two manos to fill up, to finish up the amount that I'm agreeing to Kiddushin. And then the man approached her and simply gave her the coin. Then he would be obligated to be mashlim according to the amount that she expressed, the larger amount. Because when he comes back, he's coming back in agreement to her terms. And so the Makna says there's definitely such a concept that a woman can tell the shliach, this is the amount for which I agree to Kiddushin, I agree to the deal, and less than that I don't. Our entire Gemara with this machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, is because the woman did not clearly express regarding this deal how much she would agree for. And therefore, this machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi says that if she's in that exorbitant range, then indeed she will not be mikudeshes through the shliach unless her exorbitant range is met. Whereas Tosfos says, once you appoint a shliach, unless, as the Makna says, you specified, but without specifying, once you appoint a shliach, the shliach's going to go out and do it according to the industry norms. And even according to Beis Shammai, who say there's an amount, the amount is going to be a dinner and no more would be required. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.